Nick Mesny here with an understandably disappointed Andy Morrison after a 2-0 defeat, 2-1 defeat to Dumbarton there in the Iron Brew Cup. Andy, a frustrating end to the day there.
Yeah, it's harsh, Nick. You know, you're 1 minute after 120 minutes of effort that the boys have put in and give everything. And yeah, it's a hard one to take, you know. I thought the second half was very bitty. I thought even going into injury time, I mean, there's only 300 or 400 people here, but they made a racket and the referee fell for it on every occasion. Every time they claimed for things, I think there was probably 25 fouls against us in the second period, to maybe our two or three, and that doesn't add up. You know, we're, I don't know what it is, 5 or 6 minutes from winning the game, and we switch off and make a mistake on a corner, which has cost us. You know, it's a set play, second phase from a set play, but we should have dealt with the first ball. You know, so that's disappointing, but you know, we stayed in the game, and really it was about getting to penalties, and then you know, you just see what your luck's like on the day when it comes to penalties. And you know, we did more than enough to deserve that. And you know, the sending off is just comical. I mean, I think there was, we just counted it up in there, and it was 14 fouls that the striker's done on George Horan. George Horan's fouled him 3 times and managed to get sent off. It's not being bitter about it. You know, it's factual. You know, I thought the referee collapsed in the second half. You know, and gave us absolutely nothing. It made it very, very hard because you know they're a big, big team. You know, there is, you know, teams have thrown that at us before that we're a big team, but you know, every single one of them were giants. You know, and you know, it's about trying to stay in it, doing the best we can. We were organised, we knew what their set plays would be like, and we boxed everything off. And George had a good old battle with the big lad up front, and ultimately, whether he's won the battle or not, you know. I just think that the referee's been kidded on a little bit too much there, because on the one that he got sent off on, George, you know, the physio's not even come on to the pitch to have to treat him, so he's rolled around making out that he's fouled, and you know, it's leaves a sour taste in your mouth, especially after what we gave for 120 minutes. As I said, we deserved it to take it to pens.
He started out really well. In all fairness, counted pretty much everything that they could do in the first half, and then quite deservedly got the goal through the penalty.
Yeah, and we had other chances as well. Everything that we spoke about, everything we did, and then when we got in front, we went to what we do in Europe, and you know, and we just totally boxed them off. And they had nothing. You know, it was a set play, a corner that they got back in where we haven't dealt with the first ball that's in at the near post. And then a free kick at the end has cost us again. You know, I could go around in circles. Mm. You know, it's we've got to take it on the chin and bounce back quickly. I thought Michael Bakary did great when he came on. I think Michael caused them, you know, a different kind of problem. I was pleased, and again with a bit more coaching, you know, he's gonna be a major threat and be a big asset for us. I thought Michael Wilde did fantastic. You know, had the first half, it was against 3 big centre halves he had to fight against. In the second half, it was 2, but you know, he never backed down. He kept going for the whole game. I know there's a lot of lads that deserve credit for what they've done today, but you know, it's hard to give credit when you've lost the game 2-1 in that manner.
You now need to move on against Colin Caton's Bala team on Friday night. Now a big challenge there waiting for us as well.
Yeah, I mean, we're back at home. You know, we'll brush ourselves down. It'll be a painful trip back down the motorway, but you know, we'll, you know, we've got a resolute group there, and we'll bounce back from that, and we'll be bright this week in training, and we'll go into Bala. And if we work as hard as we do, and we're as organised as we were in that game, you know, we'll be fine against Bala Friday night.